Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, June 8, 2013, 30 Sivan, 5773, Korach, Numbers 16:1 through 18:32, Haftarah, 1 Samuel 11:14 through 12:22, or from Achar Chodesh, 1 Samuel 20:18 through 42. Devar Torah, He Stood Between the Dead and the Living, by Lisa Edwards. In the middle of Parashat Korach comes a short story that I find to be one of the most moving in all of Torah. It arrives unexpectedly in the midst of yet another chilling story of rebellion. The parasha begins with more than 250 Israelites, chieftains of the community, chosen in the assembly, men of repute, who, under the leadership of Korach, Datan, Abiram, and On, turn against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have gone too far, for all the community are holy, all of them, and the Eternal is in their midst. Why, then, do you raise yourselves above the Eternal's congregation?" See Numbers 16:1-3. In their accusation, the leaders of the rebellion might seem to echo God's own language at Mount Sinai, calling the Israelites a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, Goy Kadosh. Their logic, that when all are holy, none is above another, sounds right. But if the rebels merely echo God's earlier sentiment, why does their rebellion anger God so much that the earth opens up and swallows them? The 20th century Jewish theologian Martin Buber explains God's remarks at Mount Sinai by calling our attention to the if clause. In Exodus 19 we read, "If you will obey me faithfully and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Buber teaches that Korach's error is in thinking that holiness is a given rather than a state that each of us must strive towards, working in partnership with God. Buber's teaching shines a light on the actions of Aaron, who, in the terrifying consequences of the rebellion, risks his life to save the rebels. God said to Moses and Aaron, "Stand back from this community, that I may annihilate them in an instant." Numbers 16:21. Moses and Aaron bravely convince God to do otherwise, falling on their faces and saying together, "O God, source of the breath of all flesh, when one person sins, will you be wrathful with the whole community?" Numbers 16:22. In response, instead of annihilating the whole community, God takes the lives of only the rebel leaders, their families, and their followers. First, the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed Datan, Abiram, and Korach, along with their households. Then a fire came forth from God and consumed the 250 other leaders, and then a plague fell suddenly on the people, killing an additional 14,700. More than these number dead, it is how the plague is stopped that brings my tears. At the instruction of Moses, Aaron made an offering of expiation for the people. Then Aaron did something he was not instructed to do. He ran to the midst of the congregation where the plague had begun among the people, and he stood between the dead and the living until the plague was checked. See Numbers 17:12-13. What makes me cry? This month, June 2013, marks a sad occasion, the 32nd anniversary of the first reported cases of AIDS in the United States. As a rabbi in a community devastated by illness and loss in the early years of this modern plague, I am blessed to know many people who, like Aaron, ran to the midst of the congregation where the plague had begun among the people and stood between the dead and the living until the plague was checked. They are those who were lovers, partners, spouses, children, healthcare workers, researchers, friends, family, neighbors, grief counselors, clergy, therapists, teachers, activists, legislators, journalists, writers, filmmakers, archivists, those who were infected and those who were never or not yet infected but fearing it, Those who, despite their fears, despite the uncertainties and unknowns, ran to the midst of the congregation and did what they could to stop the plague and ease the suffering, to soothe the ones still living who had lost the ones they loved, those who took a stand between the dead and the living in all sorts of ways, including bearing witness and telling the stories. When I read of Aaron's brave gesture, I think of those whose love or sense of decency activated them, those who continue to inspire us in a myriad of ways. When the first century sage, Hillel, told us, "Be one of Aaron's students, loving peace and pursuing it, loving people and bringing them to the Torah," surely he was thinking in part of the actions of Aaron at this moment in the wilderness. It is Aaron who risked his life by choosing to stand up for the living, even though those living were challenging him and his brother Moses, threatening them, making their life difficult. It is Aaron who, despite the anger raging between the people and God, understood that these people were God's people. It is Aaron, lover and pursuer of peace, whose actions bring an end to the enmity and the violence. In the next scene, God brings a different amazement, not the earth swallowing whole families, not a plague killing thousands, but a much subtler, far gentler miracle. God causes Aaron's staff, a symbol of his leadership, to sprout, bringing forth flowers and almonds. God then instructs Moses, as a reminder to the people, to place Aaron's blossoming staff in front of the stone tablets of the pact, the second set of stone tablets, Judaism's enduring symbol of second chances. The frightened, angry Israelites, still stinging from the punishments doled out by God, don't yet understand the message, but we who look from a greater distance can. Still today, no matter what challenges we face, these images of bloom and stone remind us of Judaism's rock-solid foundation and perpetual growth, making us grateful to Aaron and God for their abiding invitation to embrace the covenant and choose life. Rabbi Lisa Edwards, Ph.D., is the leader of Beth Chaim Chadashim in Los Angeles. Founded in 1972 as the world's first lesbian and gay synagogue, today BCC is an inclusive community of progressive lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and heterosexual Jews and their families and friends. Rabbi Edwards' writing appears in books including Kulanu, All of Us, a URJ handbook for congregational inclusion of gay and lesbian Jews, and The Torah, a Women's Commentary, published by URJ Press and Women of Reform Judaism.